We continue Be'ezer Shemiz Baruch Simon Kuf Chof Dalet Sif Chof Aleph. Yeledes Af Shemsan Alach Shiva. Yeledes, a woman who had a baby, even though if it's after 7 days from when she had the baby, she fasts on Tisha B'Av. B'teres Leil Siri, she could already eat on the 9th of the 10th of Av, the night after Tisha B'Av. Basar Meat V'Yayim. Sif Chabez. Nochesh Leil Shamish Mitosa Leil Siri. It's appropriate not to have relations on the night after Tisha B'Av, imlok shalat tefillah, unless it's the night that the wife is going to the mikvah, ushiyotz laderech, or he's going on a trip, or ibam naderech, who just came home from a trip. Sim kuf chav hey, dinei Tisha B'Av shechal b'shabbos or echa b'shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos or on Sunday. Tisha B'Av shechal b'echa b'shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday or Shechal B'Shabbos or on Shabbos, v'netchalach lech b'Shabbos, and if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. Oichlam b'Shabbos b'asav v'shayis v'yayin, we'll allow to eat meat that Shabbos, we'll allow to drink wine. V'afil b'suda shlishis shlach mincha, even by suda shlishis after mincha, mot b'kol. Ach, daloch is lo yishiv az b'sudas chaverim. You should not sit that shal shudas together with guest. It's not the time. It's already almost Tisha B'Av. There's no point in not eating meat that Shabbos. One should eat meat that Shabbos like he eats every week. There are those that suggest that certainly to eat with your family and the people that you always eat Shal Shudas with, you may eat Shal Shudas that Shabbos as well, because otherwise it'll be considered like you did Avelis publicly, which may not be done on Shabbos. You're certainly allowed to bench b'zimun by shal shudas, by that shal shudas, and if you're allowed to sing zmiris, you should sing the zmiris that you sing every week by shal shudas. Emchal bris mila, but if there's a bris mila on that Shabbos, yasa suda ka mincha, the sudas bris should be done before mincha. Ava muta lechon nebesoy, you're allowed to eat with your family, v'yoch lavark b'mezumen. V'tzach lahafsim b'yoyim, you have to be careful to finish before the shkia, the meal of the shal shudas, once bein hashmashus comes, we're not allowed to eat or drink or wash ourselves. Our shoes we shouldn't take off till baruchu. V'shlich tzibur, however, the baltfila cholitz kodesh mask v'rachem takes off the shoes before he begins davening ma'ariv. Kadesh lo yelvav b'data, he has to be, we don't want him to get confused as he's standing as the bat tefillah. V'yayim b'tchila, before you say bircha mavdu ben kodesh l'chol, b'loy shem malchus. This is really, the poskim say, according to their minig, that they daven ma'ariv early. But most shuls, when Tisha B'Av is on Matzoi Shabbos, daven ma'ariv a little after the zman. So for them, those people should take off their shoes immediately by the Zman. They should say Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol and then take off their shoes. Leil Shabbos Shechal by Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos that Friday night, Asa B'Tish Tash B'Shamita, one should not have relations Im Lo Shechal Az Leil Tfilosoy, unless that's the night that the wife went to the mikvah. Sif Gimel Oymer Avarachmim, we say Avarachmim if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos or Ches B'Av is on Shabbos. Maskirim Neshamos B'Shachros, we say Kelmolei in the shuls that say it. Avar Mincha Ein Raim Tzidkos Chetzadik, Mincha of that day, we don't say Tzidkos Chetzadik. Siftal Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, Yesh Lach Mishloi Limei Ki'im Dvarim HaMutarim Lomai B'Tisha B'Av. We should only learn what we're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. L'chein Ein Raim Pirkei Avos, we don't say Pirkei Avos. Alikra said to Shnai Mikvech Targum, to do Shnai Mikvech Targum's mutter. Mukoshke and certainly Koydim Chatzoy Sayoim. Mukhal Be'erv Tisha B'Av, and if Shabbos is Erv Tisha B'Av, Osl Lach Chatzoy Belimud Kemoy Bishar Tisha B'Av. The Paiskim are not clear what is the halacha if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, when should you stop learning regular things? Many suggest the whole day, and some say only after Chatzos. Even if we're being machmer, particularly when it's Erev Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, certainly Shnai Mikra Vechetargum is permissible. Somebody who has a shear should not no should not be mevatel a shear, should not stop a shear. Torah berabim is very complicated to stop, and somebody always says a dvar Torah b'shal shudus can should say a dvar Torah b'shal that week shal shudus as well, and similarly, there's room for leniency on saying Tehillim all day. Kaidem arvus enam melam tzeich ben ginois by marv we don't say lam tzeich ben ginois venam vihinoim kaidem vata kadosh. Usually matzah shabbos we saw before we say vata kadosh we say vihinoim mishum nesyaser al kamos hamishkan. These tefillas were instituted to commemorate the building of the mishkan vata nachrav gan emer emer vayitin lachop. We don't say vayitin lachon dam matzah shabbos em bevarchem asabonim sevav mishatechshach. When after it's night, kishroyas aner, when you see a candle, mevarch baramei eish, we should make baramei eish. The minig is that we say baramei eish in shul after ma'ariv before we say echa. The minig is, and they should take candles up to the women as well. The minig also is that even though usually on Matzah Shabbos we use a havdalah candle, on this Matzah Shabbos, we should just use two candles kept together because it's Tisha B'Av, and we spoke about earlier on Tisha B'Av, we want to minimize the light on Tisha B'Av. And Aval Em Avdil Mal Kaisa Matzah Tisha B'Av, Havdalah on a cup of wine is not said until Matzah Tisha B'Av. V'azu Mavdal Kaisa, then we say Havdalah. Aval Em Avaruch, on Matzah Tisha B'Av, we will not say Loyal B'Samim. We won't say b'samim loyal on there. I feel like berachah of Matzah Shabbos, even though we didn't, even if we missed it on Matzah Shabbos, we don't say it on Matzah Tisha B'Av. Yazil b'nei beisah shleiyasim melacha. We have to be very careful that people shouldn't do melacha atchi yamru hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol until they say mad kodesh l'chol baruch hamad kodesh l'chol without shema malchus. If by Ma'ariv you forgot to say Atachanatanu, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. El Gemet Philosophy finished the Shemoneh Esrei. She yav the Matzah Shabbos be Matzah Tisha B'Av alakos. You're going Matzah Tisha B'Av will have a regular Avdalah for Layutim Kaidim, and you shouldn't eat anything on Matzah Tisha B'Av until you say Havdalah. From Tzarech Lasis Malacha Yom Tchila. Hamad ben Kodesh v'chule b'loy shem malchus. You shouldn't do anything before saying Hamad ben Kodesh l'chayis. Somebody who's sick and won't fast on Tisha B'Av, before they're going to eat, they should say Havdalah. If they're going to be eating on Matzah Shabbos, they should still not say the psukim that we say before the Havdalah hinei kel yishuasi. You should just start with Bari Pri Agofen, and you should not make a Bari Mina B'Samim. However, if somebody's making that Avdalah and there are people there who are going to fast and they hear this Avdalah, they won't have to hear Avdalah again on Matzah Tisha B'Av. Sif Zayin Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos V'Nitzchal Yom Rishon. If Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos and we're fasting on Sunday, so B'Layla Shlach HaTanis, which is the night after Yud B'Av already, Asurin B'Bos B'Yayin, they shouldn't eat meat and drink wine, k'may b'shah Tisha B'Av, b'mnei avel siyoyim. Given that we just spent the day fasting, it's inappropriate that tonight we should eat meat or drink wine. Avl machar, the next day, mutar b'yad b'koil. But when it comes to doing laundry, or taking a haircut, or taking a bath, that we could do immediately that night, if Tisha B'Av is being observed on Yud B'Av. Sivchesem yesh mila b'Tisha B'Av shenitcha. If we're fasting on Yud B'Av, and there's a bris on that day, mutal bala bris, that avia ben v'ima v'amoyel v'asandik, l'spal mincha g'dol, k'dav mincha at the earliest time, day nechatsi shoach at tzaraim, a half an hour after chatzois, v'az mutal avdol akos, and they could say, havdolo ulecha lirchots, and eat and drink, because this is Yod B'Av, and today is the day of the bris. There is a question amongst the Paiskim, if this leniency only applies in a case where today, the day Yud B'Av is the day that the bris was supposed to take place. But let's say today, they're making a bris, but the bris should have really taken place earlier. For whatever reason, the baby wasn't ready, it got delayed, does the same halacha apply? Av suda lo yasar alayla, the suda of the bris should not be made to the night. The came pinyan ben bezmanoi, if today is the day for pinyan ben, hava koin lo yishlimu, but that's not the minig. The minig most have is that if there's a pinyan ben that's supposed to take place on Tisha B'Av, it's delayed either till Matzoi Tisha B'Av or till the day after.